Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Blog Talk is set. We're bringing in the doc now, Dr. Truman. For those who had questions that weren't answered last week, he'll be here live.
Shalom.
Shalom. How you doing, Doc?
I am blessed, my dear brother. How are you today?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahia. There's a lot that I wanted to be able to cover today, so I wanted to bring you in and, of course, pick up from last week, because so many others who was waiting in queue had questions and couldn't get an answer. So I'm going to pick up from there, okay, so people can either ask you questions that they didn't that they couldn't get answered last week, and or chime in on what we're discussing right now, because we're in some trying times, Truman, right? And really, we need to know, and in particular, brothers and sisters, are there any things out there as far as herbs go, which can get these nanoparticles and metals and things out of the brothers and sisters who had no, who didn't know any better, getting that vaccination? Is there any way to cleanse our body and get it back to where it was for, the spike proteins entered their cells? Is there any way we can regenerate ourselves and fight? Because this is something different with this vaccine, Truman. And I'm talking about the technology. I'm speaking of the technology. I don't know if you've ever been up against a foreign agent with smart nanotechnology before. And I need to know, if there are any herbs out there that can free our people from that choice they made in ignorance during the scare, real quick.
A very good question, and yes, what we're talking about is detoxing from these nanoparticles.
Yeah,
and it's a metal based nanotoxicity that we're dealing with.
Okay,
so. What we're looking at is we need to cleanse the liver and the blood and the colon with a formulation, and we can put it in a package. It's two different things, and so I call it a kit when I start combining things so people can save money. But there's a kit number 4486. And the number 4486 kit that you can go up to the website, betterhealthherbs.com, betterhealthherbs.com. And when you're on their search engine, you want to type in 4486. And,
okay.
And what's going to come up is a cleansing program with bentonite clay.
And bentonite clay.
Right. Cleansing program with bentonite clay, number 4486.
Okay.
And I'm going to cancel that call. I'm going to take that.
Okay. And again, while you're getting that, you probably, I would like you to make sure, Truman, that you text me the link for that.
So yes.
I need you to text that separately off air. And
okay.
And some of this stuff you'll probably have to rename so that brothers and sisters will know exactly what they're getting, like a Vax Cleanse. Right? You can still call it that, but another name that people can relate to. Because some people are asking, how do I cleanse myself from the vaccine and the nanoparticles in it? You understand?
Yes.
How can I get it out of me knowing now what I didn't know then? And
yes.
And they feel like they're getting penalized or judged for a decision they made that's irreversible. Now, if you're telling them based on your background that it is reversible.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then that's good news.
Absolutely.
That's great news if it's irreversible. If you're saying you know beyond any shadow of a doubt 100% that whatever was shot in them can be cleansed out of them, I mean, what a relief that would be for a lot of our brothers and sisters.
Yes, it
right?
is. But it's not an easy situation because it's a multiple cleanse. You're cleansing the liver with a 1078 colon and liver cleansing liquid. The person would be taking enough of that liquid to keep every bowel movement soft.
Okay.
That way we're cleaning everything out and keeping the bowel movement soft.
Okay.
And then the second thing that's in that kit is number 4837, and it's called Truman's Special Fiber. And again, I get nothing from the sale of any product. I don't sell products. In 2010, the government said you can't sell products, and I've never sold products since 2010. But I do know where they are, and I don't hesitate to tell people where they can get them. And my phone is constantly going off, and I'm trying to keep it.
You probably want to put it on silent.
Yeah, Zakaili. Oh, okay. Either that, I'll just hold on. I'll set it right here. So what we're talking about is a liquid that's going to clean out the blood and the liver and the digestive tract and clean out the colon, and then you've got a fiber that's going to absorb everything.
This is a
special fiber because it's the psyllium seed husks in there that turns into a gel. So when you take this, the best time to take that fiber is in 2 hours before dinner on an empty stomach.
Okay.
Because it is going to absorb everything, including the moisture in the digestive tract. It just sucks everything into it. And then after you drink this down, this fiber, you stir it up and drink it down before it gels. And then within 10 or 15 minutes, you have another glass of water or juice or tea because it's taken all of that moisture out of the body with the first gel. That's taken all the moisture. So now you have to put more moisture back in, or you'll be dehydrated. So that's the first phase.
So it's like flushing your system.
It is flushing your system out,
okay.
and also absorbing heavy metals, toxins, anything that's in there, everything
okay.
that's in there, it's going to all go into the gel. And the reason why is because it has the bentonite clay, which is negatively charged, and the nanoparticles are positively charged, and it's pulling these nanoparticles right into the bentonite clay.
Okay.
And so that's the first phase of it, and you do that for a 2 week cleanse.
Okay.
And then you look at one other thing you're doing. We want to flush out the liver, the blood, the colon, and then we want to flush out the kidneys. Because you got two main detox engines. One is the liver and the other is the kidneys. And
okay.
whenever the liver isn't able to flush things out, the kidneys suffer. Whenever the kidneys aren't able to function perfectly, the liver suffers. So when you're cleansing with a kidney cleanse, now I'm going to go up here and type kidney cleanse,
okay.
K-I-D-N-E-Y, kidney, C-L-E-A-N-S-E, and up comes a kidney cleanse kit, number 4175. So now we've got a kidney cleanse kit. We've got and you're going to do that at the same time. And I'm copying that link, coming over here. And pasting that into the chat, control V. So now you've got a kidney cleanse, you've got a liver cleanse. Then you want to know about things like a heavy metal detox. A heavy metal detox. So now I'm up on this betterhealthherbs.com website, and I'm typing in the word heavy, H-E-A-V-Y, and it brings up a heavy metal detox number 1228, and you're taking 30 drops three times a day of a heavy metal detox. So now we're working in a lot of different directions to pull anything that doesn't belong in the bloodstream or the colon or the liver or the kidneys or anywhere in the body. We're going to pull it all in. We're going to just get it all. We're going to get every heavy metal out of the body with the heavy metal detox. And then we're going to hedge our bet one more time, and we're going to go for apple pectin. Apple, A-P-P-L-E, apple pectin, because apple pectin also pulls everything into it. So I want you to take there's 120 capsules. One apple pectin capsule three times a day. So now we are just totally detoxing the body. That is the most complete detox you could possibly do. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Now here it is. So it'll be good for you. I'm asking you to do this for us as a church, knowing that, because I more so want brothers and sisters to get their time with you. And I'm going to talk to you off air about this. But we're going to need a package, because many people are going to be coming in initially who are newly converts, who are newly converted. As we come closer to the end, Truman, more people are going to realize that we're under a prophetic time in which they'll need the church to help save them through this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what I'm going to need you to do is come up with what we would call a VAX cleanse, V-A-X cleanse, with all of the information you've given me and how to utilize it. So that when people come to the church, you know, we're living in a times in which we must ask, just like the doctors ask when someone walks into their office, have you been vaccinated? Right? So we're going to ask those questions, because they ask those questions to know how they can treat people based on the stuff that's in them now. The rules have changed for doctors, so in order for them not to conflict in them, right, they must prescribe people certain things, knowing whether or not they were vaccinated. So it's tough that we're going to have to ask these questions, not to turn people away, but to know what type of treatments that can be available by you to help them. Why? Because they don't know what has been injected is a Trojan horse that can get them even more sick down the line and can cause mental health issues that can have them disturb the peace amongst the congregation. This is something that they don't know. So I'm going to ask you this one time before I start opening up the calls. One thing that's different with this particular vaccination based on the doctors we've just heard, Truman, before you came on, I played a video where a doctor and others who are behind the technology say this is something different than just a vaccine, based on the fact that the nanoparticles go into the cell and it begin to duplicate and make new cells. And these cells are actually changing the genetics of how God made us all together. And these become smart cells that begin to take over our normal process of how we deal with diseases and how we defend against diseases, right? So the nanoparticles go into a cell, and now there's an enemy Trojan cell that's duplicating or multiplying and duplicating itself against its own host. So what are you saying, that these foreign, and it makes it where the brain cannot recognize it as an enemy? Normally, the body would send white blood cells or protectors or defenses against a foreign pathogen or a foreign cell within the body. But being that it's a smart cell, it made it where the brain cannot even recognize its existence. So this is something that they thought about, knowing that there will be guys out there like you.
Wow.
See? So what we're gonna do, we're gonna do the best we can with what we have with this package. But then we have something on the outside through the machines and the computers working with this cell, knowing when it's under attack. So these cells can do certain things if it feels it's getting threatened or someone is trying to actually work against it. A live, what you would call, ticking time bomb, that at any time, if they want to, we see people falling out all over the place. We have seen Kevin Samuel died out of nowhere, who was disrupting the matrix with a conversation which would have men and women begin to talk to each other, to come on one accord and stop fighting one another. We see a football player just died out of nowhere. They found him in his house, boom, overnight. It's like sleeper cells with this stuff. At any time, they can pull the plug like a cyanide pill. So what I'm trying to focus on with the health, we need to know if we can even reverse this. Is there something that can search in and rid the body of that? Because I think we have just embarked on the last couple of years into uncharted territory. But it's worth a try.
Yes. And the rest of the story is that along with this heavy metal detox system,
yeah,
then we need them to fill out a member intake form, which goes directly to me in 5 minutes, and then which then I can pray over and answer all the questions. But that gives me all the things that may also be compromised, because if we have someone who's been loaded up with these nanoparticles and they also have a kidney disorder or cancer or diabetes,
yeah,
or heart disease, I need to know all of that,
yeah,
so that we can support everything and work on everything at the same time.
Okay.
And that's why the system works, because generally when you're going to a medical doctor, they're just working on the symptoms that they see, and they're not working on the whole body, and they're not working with the spirit. But this is a whole different thing. We are working with the mind, body, spirit. Number one, we're going to the elders, and we're asking them to pray over us, anoint us with oil, and cast out the bad spirits, and then we want to look at the whole body and nourish and fix everything that is wrong as much as humanly possible. Then when you're doing that heavy metal detox, you can expect huge results, because you're fixing everything and doing everything at the same time. You're giving your body the ultimate power that you possibly can.
Well, thank you.
Spiritually, physically, and mentally.
Well, thank you, Doctor. So here it is. We got 26 minutes of stream left. So
okay.
I think it's time to go directly to the calls. So what I'll do is, anyone that need to ask you a question in particular, I'll make sure I pull you in for that, all right? And at the end of this, we'll give them the information on how to reach you, all right?
Very good. Very good.
Because there's so many things pending, and we're being attacked on every end, right?
Yes.
The
yes.
unseen is attacking through sicknesses. He's also attacking in other areas. They're looking to disarm the population.
Uh-huh.
You got internment camps going on. You got attacks on every level throughout the four corners of the earth. So I just couldn't keep it today strictly on health. But one of these days, very soon, we're going to just deal with strictly a Truman Show where you can just talk and I'm just listening to you and we can have that. I keep on saying it, but every time I say it, something else comes up. All right. So, but, all right. But we're going to do as much as we can with what we have. All right. And if anyone have any questions for Dr. Truman and we missed it, don't worry about it. All the queue will turn off in 24 minutes. Okay. In 24 minutes, the queue will turn off, but I'll get through all the phone calls. All right. I will get through all the phone calls today. Keep in mind, though, if there's something acute, that's an emergency situation, and you know it's acute in an emergency or somebody got cancer and things of that nature, that's nothing that can be solved today with the phone call. This is when you say it's an acute situation with my family. How do I get in contact with you, Dr. Truman? And we go, you don't have to go into what's going on with the acute emergency. This is an emergency. So after we get out of here, you get with Dr. Truman, which is dealing with the surface things, like if someone has diabetes or someone has a diagnosis of something small, that he can give you the immediate answer so that we can get through the calls without dealing with a full diagnosis on every individual. All right. So thank you, Dr. Truman. Hold tight with us and let's see how the calls go. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
And thank you for your time. Hold tight. 757 area code. Shalom.
Hey, shalom. Shalom, Dr. Truman. How are you doing today?
We're blessed by the Almighty. Shalom. The floor is yours.
Yeah. Thank you, Elder. Once again, this is Brother Andre Bishop from Virginia Body. I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet because I know we're pressed for time. Dr. Truman, there's something I'm going to text you and email you. It's something I want you to look into adding to your Vax Cleanse. It's a supplement that I'm sure you heard of. The short name is PQQ. The long name is pyroquinoline quinone. But I've looked at multiple studies done by PubMed and the National Library of Medicine, and I've actually used it a couple times myself with clients. What it does is it's a natural form of a bacterial salt that occurs in fruits and vegetables, but it helps repair damaged mitochondria, but it also helps repair damaged DNA. And it caught my attention because there's a chiropractor that I follow named Dr. John Burton. He's been treating a lot of people with COVID vaccine injuries with it, and they've been making a lot of neurological recoveries as far as, you know, neuroplasticity, making some recoveries as far as their the vaccine crossing the blood-brain barrier. I think it might be interesting. I think it could help out some of the people in the body just because as far as the recovering the mitochondrial damage in the cells. Like Elder was saying, this is a smart vaccine. So the vaccine is purposely targeting to cross that blood-brain barrier. I think this is something that can actually reverse that crossing or stop it from crossing the blood-brain barrier.
Very good. I'd like to get more information about that. My email address is truman@healthherbs.com. Please email me some information on that, and we'll see how we can use whatever we possibly can to help, okay?
Yeah, yes, sir. I'll email it to you and text it to you also. And just last word, Elder.
Andre, I really need you to CC my email on that. gathering@AOL.com.
Yes, sir, right? I will. I'll also send the PDF document too.
Thank you. Anything else? You always come with some powerful info. Anything else?
Thank you, sir. Just one last word. Always try to encourage the saints that in Proverbs it says the wicked is driven away in wickedness, but you know, there's hope for the righteous in death. And what that means is we have no reason to fear death. So let's not make any decisions out of fear. Let's not let anybody back us into a corner when it comes to our vote, when it comes to our health, when it comes to our health decisions. The elders have told us for the last 10 or more years these times were coming, and now we're in these times. So let's just depend on the scriptures for our wisdom, and that's all I want to say. Shalom, I love you all. Double honors to you for your work, and thank you, Elder.
Thank you, my brother. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Bless you. All right. One second. Let me go directly to the next call. I'm going to place you on hold. Let me place you on hold real quick and go to the next call. And thanks again for being loyal Patreon members. I see a lot of people have dropped out since the last broadcast. Frustrating. It probably frustrated from all the technical issues on our side. So hopefully we can get that fixed and bring some of those brothers and sisters back. Because why, there's invaluable information on this side, and I don't want people to miss it. And it seemed like the technical issues and all of that has to be fixed, because I know it can't just be, you know, there's so many people on Patreon that aren't experiencing none of this. So I'm going to have to look for another video platform or something outside of Vimeo, what we're using, so that our loyal Patreon members don't get disappointed and frustrated in their attempt at, you know, of actually trying to come here and get the information. I think that's part of it. So I apologize if you've had issues, but, you know, just like we are not normal people, and understand that everything we do comes with a fight, all right? The saints aren't normal, and we wrestle not with flesh and blood, so it seems like it's an uphill battle with everything we're trying to do to get out this truth, and we hope that you be patient and bear with us through the kinks here. 214 area code.
Hey, shalom, Elder. It's Ramar. How's everything going?
Hey, bless you, Elder Ramar, and thank you for some of the things you sent out to me. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm blessed. I can't complain at all. I actually had a question for Dr. Truman as well as a comment on some of the things that you were showing earlier.
Okay.
So, Dr. Truman, I had a question about a couple of different herbs. Being that the elder has been talking about, we are, you know, coming close to a time where we will have to forage these herbs out of the earth. And also with the vaccine being shown to have, you know, parasites in it. The first herb I've been hearing a lot of people talk about is pine needles. What are your thoughts on pine needles and using them as herbs, being that pine needles are readily available in our environment to, you know, pine trees everywhere?
Number one, we're not prescribing, we're not diagnosing, we're talking about natural remedies, so please understand we are trying to obey the rules, even though some of the rules aren't fair, we still always try to obey the rules, so we don't prescribe and we don't diagnose. And when you're talking about Eastern white pine needles, Eastern white pine, the white pine needles, then that's what you're looking for, is the Eastern white a pine needles. And let me bring up a report that I have in my files on the Eastern white pine bark. Let me bring that my file up on that, okay? And here we go. So that is a very interesting report regarding Eastern white pine tree needles, which is a source of anti-infective compounds. Now, this Eastern white pine tree, several compounds found in the pine needles have been identified as a potential antidote to the current spike protein contagion resulting from the chimeric SARS-CoV-2 and the potential pathogenic transmission of the spike protein from the experimental mRNA vaccines. So Eastern white pine tree needles. The botanical name is Pinus strobus. And they contain many constituents useful to the prevention of colds and flu, such as alpha-pinene and beta-pinene and beta-philodendrene and D-limonene and germacrenine, D, and 3-kernine and chlorophylline and vitamin A and vitamin C. The Eastern white pine needles also contain shikimic acid, the same molecule found in star anise. And it's used historically in traditional Chinese medicine to treat plagues and respiratory illness. These pine needles have been used by indigenous populations around the world as both food and medicine for thousands of years. Fresh pine needles from eastern white pine trees and other appropriate trees have been used for centuries as sources of vitamin C and other phytochemicals that Native Americans use to treat respiratory infections and other ailments. The vitamin C is known for its cure for scurvy, as scurvy is a disease of vitamin C deficiency. But pine needles contain many other substances that appear to reduce platelet aggregation in the blood, potentially preventing blood clots that lead to strokes and heart attacks and pulmonary embolism diagnosis. So this compound curcumin that's in these white pine tree needles, curcumin is strongly inhibitory to the replication of the coronavirus spike protein. It also has an inhibitory effect against components of the coagulation cascade and the inappropriate replication and modification of RNA and DNA. Excessive coagulation causes blood clots, many clots, strokes, and usually heavy menstrual cycles, which are now being daily reported to VAERS, post-vaccination recent research, which has shown it to be an in vitro inhibitor of SARS-CoV-2 infection in cell culture by preventing viral entry. Research shows this to be due to its potent inhibition of the SARS and the dependent RNA polymerase, RDRP, and essential viral life cycle enzyme. It is proposed that the curcumin is 20 or more times as powerful as remdesivir, currently used as a anti-COVID drug. Curcumin originally is derived from trypan blue, and this trypan blue, it's derived from toluene, a derivative of pine oil. When curcumin was introduced for the treatment of African sleeping sickness in 1922, it was one of the first anti-infective agents that have been developed in a medicinal chemistry program in 1922. And starting from the anti-trypanosomal activity of the ditrypan blue, it was synthesized in 1904 by Paul Hersey.
Let me come ahead in real quick, Truman, because
yes,
I know we're breaking down everything that's said out there, and I'm with you in breaking it all down as it,
yes,
where it comes from. But if we could just quantify it into whether or not it's healthy and what it can do, so that we can get through the calls. I'm with you. I'm with you. Understand?
Yes.
So what he's asking in general, can it be utilized as something that can combat the ill effects of the vaccine?
Yes.
The pine needles.
Yes. So if you're fortunate enough to be in the East, where you can get eastern white pine tree needles, that's great. Otherwise, you can order them online.
Okay.
And you can order the extract online.
Wait, okay, because what I did in the midst of that, and I want to make sure when y'all ask these questions, brothers and sisters, we're going to go straight to the medicinal things with it, and just so for the sake of time, all right? Now, what I did in the midst of this while the doctor was going over it, I went and ordered it myself. I went online. I've seen some pine needles, eastern pine needles, online, and they actually sell them. So in the midst of that, I ordered 5 jars of it for my house. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's airtight the way they airtight it this. And to use that, because obviously instead of remdesivir, which is really a deadly venom, that it works, but they would have to do other things on the other side to make sure it doesn't destroy you, because there's a lot out there about that. But
yes,
is the healthy way of actually healing ourselves from the venom. So I'm glad you asked that question, because that's something that's easy, it's easily accessible. Eastern pine needles. And I went online, I looked it up through Google, and I actually ordered it. Okay, and a matter of fact, brothers and sisters, probably. And let me ask you, and I see eastern pine trees. So I'm going to actually buy me one of these pine trees and plant it someplace. So I'm going to do that myself. Any other things you have to ask or talk about before we get to the next call, Elder?
Yes, and Duwata, Dr. Truman, for that information. I'll save the next herb for the next broadcast for time. And the comment I was going to make.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening now. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say the next question for the next broadcast. The comment I was going to make on the what you brought up earlier about the 5G and the vaccination is I had brought out on the Friday broadcast to the sisters and brothers that right now that you're claiming a monkeypox outbreak. And I'll send you these videos as more videos are coming out daily, where now that the 5G is time-released, poisons have come out of people and activated them. Now they're having these skin outbreaks equivalent to shingles and all these rashes and things that they're now claiming is the monkeypox, when it's really the people that took the vaccine that are having these outbreaks. So that's the next thing that, all is happening right now.
So that's amazing that you're saying that, falling right in line with the video I played earlier, that these time-release diseases are really what people are exhibiting is the side effects of the vaccinations that appear to show some type of skin disorder that they can now claim as monkeypox. So now they have the real-time evidence of these diseases to claim to actually push more vaccinations. And it's really a side effect, an ill side effect from those who chose the vaccine under fear. Crazy.
Exactly. And that was it, Elder. I'll
crazy.
Bow out to other people can come in.
Thank you, Elder, and thanks for my conversation with you yesterday. And I'm gonna call you soon, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for all your work. All right, bless you.
You too.
All right, the next call. And thank you for that. Yes, 352 area code is best to know that, because I had no idea about these eastern pine needles, but now I'll have some. 352 area code, disarming the people, or what's going on with the vaccinations, the time-release diseases in them. And if you have any questions on to Dr. Truman that weren't asked last week, here's your time. And I see all your hands raised, and I'm going to try to get through every call in the queue. 352 area code.
Shalom, Elder. Hope you're having a great day. How are you?
How are you doing, Sister Lisa?
I'm great, sir. Blessed by the best. Yes, it is, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, great.
So,
all right.
Yes, sir. I wanted to just ask two quick questions, one for you and one for Dr. Truman. I'll ask you first then. So on the topic with the fair, so coming out of the church, that's basically how we were kind of taught to fair. That fair came from the church, basically. When I came into the truth, I learned otherwise. But I still have siblings outside of the truth in the church, and I was talking to my sister, and she was saying she doesn't even want to know what's in the book of Revelation. You know, it's scary, that kind of thing, especially when it comes to death, like you were saying. We were, like, taught that in the church, to be fearful of death. So my question is, if I learned in all the academies that Satan has to actually, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, Satan has to actually get permission from the Most High somewhat to even take out someone or do anything to anyone. So that's how I really got rid of my fear, because I was like, well, if he got to go to the Most High, why am I fearing him? And he has to go to get permission to do anything. So I don't know if that's correct so far, Elder.
No, I'm listening to you. I mean, I'm going to hear you all the way out.
Oh, okay. So that was my thing. So then that's how I kind of start getting rid of my fear of death and building faith. So my question then would be, on that point, what would be a reason why the Most High would put someone to death? Is it coming out of the hedge of protection? Or is it something that we, or how do we stay under that hedge of protection? What are things that we need to make sure we're doing to make sure we're never out of that hedge of protection? That's the question I have for you, sir.
Okay, and I hope you can hear me clearly, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Christianity today they're teaching contrary to how one who believes in God should view fear. They're teaching contrary. The Bible teaches us the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom and understanding, and to fear God only. Fear not those that could kill the body, but those who can kill the body, the one who would have the power to kill the body and the spirit and the soul in hell. So Christians are teaching contrary to that. Real believers are never driven by political fear or the fear of what's going on within the earth. Not to say that fear isn't warranted. No one wants to die, right? But the reality of the matter is that what? If you are a true Christian or one who believes in God, you must understand, if you really believe in Christ, who gained the victory over death. So that in of itself, believing in Christ would take away the fear of it. So this is also highlighting how many Christians really don't believe in Christ. They fear what will happen to them on the other side. See? Because if they're truly in Christ and are following his, if they're truly in Christ and are following the principles, they should have no fear. Right? Now, folks, we have 90 seconds before the calls are actually cut off, all right? And it's unfortunate that in the midst of that, she came in 90 seconds, right? But I'm going to try to break this down in the midst of that, because she's going to come back again in the midst of time count. There you go, time counting down. I'm going to wait till that's done, and then I'm going to finish answering your questions through scripture, sister, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1 second. Now, that doesn't mean, brothers and sisters, that if you're on the line that you need to hang up. You're still in queue. I'll still be able to talk to those who are already in queue waiting. So you got 30 seconds here before the line is cut off that would allow you to speak to me, okay? Now, sister, let me break this down to you. Psalms, the 68th chapter in the 21st. Psalm 68 and 20 read. Okay, 10 seconds. Let me get that out of the way. All right, we are good now. The queue is cut off. You can no longer call in, but I can answer those who are waiting, who are in wait. Psalm 68 and 20 reads, sister, he that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God the Lord belongs, unto him belong the issues from death. So when Christ was crucified, sister, he went down into hell and took power and victory over that realm. To one day resurrect the souls to live on earth. So it tells us in 1 Corinthians 50, death, where's your sting? Where's your sting? For it's swallowed up in victory. So a true believer in Christ, sister, does not fear death. Now, to tell us in Hebrews, the second chapter, that Satan used death, Hebrews 2 and 14. Do me a favor, Truman, if you don't mind, and go on mute if you don't mind, sir. Real quick for me. Where Christ said, it let us know that it's through the fear of death, Satan places us in subjection. Yet right there, Truman, there's a button, a blue button under Skype. If you can hit that button, it says mute. Where your Skype is. I appreciate it. Yeah, you understand, sister?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
So it's through Christ now belongs the issues from death. So when you said that whether or not Satan has the power, I mean, Satan only has the power God gives him, that is true. But through the fear of him and what they're engineering here opposed to fearing God, That exposes you. That exposes you to Satan, to his devices, by believing him. And above all, outside of his messaging, sister, sin moves us from under the hedge of God, where death lies. See? So Satan got the power of this earth, over this earth. And those who are under sin are under his control. You got that? So if you're sinning against God, that's why they teach in the church grace and all that, and God is not going to judge you, so that you can continue to sin and be controlled by who? The power of this earth, who has now power to reign, control, and to actually eventually kill those that are sinning.
Uh-huh.
Because these people are operating from up under the hedge or protection of Christ.
Got it.
See?
Yes, sir.
You sure you have it?
No, I have it, sir. I just wanted to be able to articulate it to my sisters who are not in the truth yet.
So,
yes, sir. I got it.
Here's an example. Here it is, your sister or your cousin or whoever they might be. They fear looking in Revelations because it's airy, it's apocalyptic, it's the end. So they actually fear the scriptures that talks about this kingdom falling, only to be replaced by a glorious one. So these people are fearful of actually receiving the kingdom from the Christ they claim to believe in.
To believe in, yes, sir.
Because what? They only have hope for this world.
Yeah.
They don't really believe. They have that fear. Right? They fear the word of God. And therefore, they're subjected to the fear media is actually putting out there to them anyway. Either way, you're going to fear something. It might, or someone. It might as well be God. And I fear God over Corona. I fear God over mass shootings and all these other things. Okay?
Yes, sir. Do I have time to ask Dr. Truman that? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yes. Ask him that question, and then I'll put you on hold on while he's asking that. I'll prep for the next one.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully, we can get this answered within We're going to make it 2 minutes so that we can get to the next call, all right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, so just real quick for Dr. Truman. So once somebody gets faxed, and you say to them, okay, well, we'll be maybe able or to detox you, is there going to be a cutoff with that? Because it's like a continuous fax. It's the booster, the booster, the booster. So is there a point in time when it's like, okay, we can't do nothing else because it's taking too much of this stuff? And on the other side of that, what is going to stop someone from saying, okay, well, I need my job. I'll take this fax because I know I can be detoxed, and just keep doing it over and over again or whatever. So I was just trying to find that out.
Okay. If you don't mind, Truman, I'm going to let you answer that. But let me say this, sister. We're talking about, in general, and I hope you got it, you understand this, people who understand the severity of this and know that it's a mistake and will never take it again.
Got it. Yes.
Why?
Okay. That's what I wanted to say.
Because keep it. Yeah. I'm saying keep in mind, it's futile to do anything if somebody's going to keep on going to the well and getting sick over and over again.
Exactly.
It's a waste of time.
Yes.
We're talking about people who come to the church or who have been suffering from it and didn't know any better and now know better and are seeking to get the stuff out of them permanently, not to go back to the well.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, because if someone told me that, yeah, I want to get detoxed so that I can go take it again, I'm not going to waste my time with it. I'll teach them the Bible, but I have to put provisions in place to protect myself from what's in this person.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So I hope that answered your question, because the only thing Truman will do exactly is, as long as people want the stuff, he'll give it to them. But what good is it if you're undoing the remedy?
Keep going back.
And that comes with life.
Yeah.
Listen, and that also goes into lifestyle also. If he's giving us stuff to live healthy, why are we going to begin to put all the bad stuff in us where we'll need him continually to try to fix our bad behaviors? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. I just wanted that, to make that clear.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Next call. We're going to go down the line. You can ask Truman, and we'll go through them all. We'll make sure that no one gets left out. 563 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm blessed by the best. Your name and location?
My name is Sister Taffy from the Chicago Body.
Okay, nice hearing from you, Sister Taffy. Your question?
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Truman.
Okay.
Let's say that within a 5-year span, someone has started to develop, like, they haven't taken the juice, of course, within a 5-year span, but someone's skin has just started getting patches, and, well, they've had eczema all their life, but then all of a sudden it just started to get worse and develop darker rashes on their body, but then lighter patches that aren't rashes on their face. And then had a child, and then their skin is starting to have patches, eczema patches, the darker eczema patches.
Mm-hmm.
What would be something that you think could help?
So what you're going to be looking at, what we're going to be looking at is a make lifestyle changes diet system where we are building you up and making you strong, giving you a power drink, giving you whole food, plant-based meal plans and recipes, and balancing out with an acid alkaline food chart so that you've got a powerful diet to be able to detoxify you and get over what's going on in there, because there's some toxins going on that somehow you got into and now have passed on to your child. So
okay.
We got to do a cleanse and the same kind of a cleanse and detox we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And such a cleanse and detox system where you're cleansing the kidneys and cleansing the liver and making sure you're changing the diet so that you are keeping clean and keeping strong. That's the kind of thing that we would do. Then we're going to look at, is there any other problems? Is there high blood pressure? Is there diabetes? Is there anything else going on? Then that's all comes to light when I get the online form called a member intake form that's online on herbalhealthreview.com. When I get that online form, then I'm able to see the complete picture and pray over that information. And then what you're going to receive back is a complete protocol for each person, because you can't do a whole family in a group at one time, no more than
right.
You can go into a doctor's office and do that. You have to do individually each person. Then we've got that member intake form. Then we're tracking the results. And every Thursday when I do my broadcast, you can come on. It's free. And you can come on and you can ask me to explain anything you want to for 2 hours every Thursday when I do my broadcast. So that's what we need to do here, is we need to find out what's going on. We need to do a clean house, and we need to nourish, and then we've got to make sure that everything else is taken care of, and we've got to find out what it is and how long it's going to take. Maybe something like this is going to be a 2 week or a 4 week, it might even be a 6 week cleansing program that we might have to get into. But the main thing is to receive that healing, for the glory and for the victory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's name, Yeshua. Receive that healing, and that's it.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say Truman, and I wanted to get in on that just to. Well, what Truman is saying here, that the same cleanse we spoke of earlier, you would do that, but
yes.
You have to speak to you one-on-one to know how long you would need to go through that cleansing. You
that's
got
right.
it?
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, and I do have one more question, if that's fine.
I'm saying we usually try to do one per sister because we have a lot of people waiting.
Okay, that's fine.
And usually, you know, I'm trying to keep this down to 2 minutes, but it's almost impossible to get to have 2 minutes per person with something like that. So that's why he did come on, so that we can parlay this directly for him, you patient doctor, or you're interested in the herbs and him as an herbologist to get with them on the outside of this. Okay?
Okay.
So you can understand how you can get that personal attention that's needed. All right? And through
all
that,
right,
any
you.
Other questions? All right? So I apologize, but we have a lot of people waiting, all right?
No, that's
we
fine.
Try to do
thank
it
you so
one question. You're welcome. One question per person. All right. Thank you. And also, it comes down to lifestyle also. So it's best if we all know that we're not actually living the proper lifestyles as far as, you know, sinning against God and not doing right by the Spirit and putting the right things in our physical body. So these are the things we have to deal with, what we can control already. Therefore, you know, when these herbs get in you, they'll work at its optimum, all right? Our next call, 347, I think I already pulled in 347. Okay.
Shalom, Elder and Dr. Burst. Well, Elder, I'm going to say my
Shalom,
first question. So I'm going to talk to just ask for this Dr. Burst right now. Dr. Burst,
okay.
You mentioned a previous broadcast, something about CLA, and it was like, I think, a muscle builder. I just want to know, well, first of all, I'm a 74-year-old woman. Would that be something I could use, you know, kind of help me, you know, to keep strength, you know, as I'm finding things like grocery bags are getting heavier for me? Would you recommend that, something like, you know, like to keep up my strength, you know, so I can deal with heavy stuff? The CLA.
You're, You're talking about building up your strength. Are you trying to lose weight, or are you just trying?
No, I'm not
she's saying strength to lift grocery bags and all that. She finds herself losing strength.
That's something, you know, I can use my muscle builder, you know, to keep up my strength, so I don't, you know, so I can deal with things like that. So that would be good. And now the other thing I wanted to ask. Are you familiar
Sister, hold on. I'm going to let you go on, but then I'm going to place you on hold because there is an interruption in your signal. Your phone isn't coming through clearly. It is breaking up. So I'm going to let you get it all out, and then we'll answer it on this side, okay?
Okay. Well, maybe I'll go in a different area. I moved to a different room to try to get away from some noise. Okay, maybe if I come out in a different room here and see. Okay, is my reception better here now?
Okay, what is the second? Yes. What is the second part? We already got the first part.
Now,
what is the second thing?
Okay, now the second part, I just want to know if Dr. Burse is familiar with the zapper by the late Dr. Hulda Riga Clark, the zapper which can kill viruses, bacteria, and other parasites in the body. And if so, I was wondering if he would recommend people using that if they've already been vaxxed, you know, and talking about the nanoparticles, would that be safe to use if they have nanoparticles in them, or should they avoid that?
I'm going to place you on hold while he answers that because you have a lot in the background, okay, sister? And he'll answer.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your question. All right. Dr. Truman?
So this is zapper thing. It's kind of an electric stimulation and so forth. And it seems to help some people, and other people it doesn't help. So and I've never used it because I have a complete parasite cleansing system up there on herbalhealthreview.com that works just fine, and I've never needed to use the zapper. But getting back to how to build up strength. So especially as you get older, you know, with the older people, when they get up their 70s and 80s, their muscles are going. They're leaving. They're not staying. And so you need to find out about a report that I created up on herbalhealthreview.com, and it's listed under when you're on herbalhealthreview.com, please click on Common Conditions, then go down to M for muscle and game body and bodybuilding, that report. And you're going to see glutamine, creatine. You're going to see a good multiple vitamin. You're going to see a link to branch chain amino acids. You're going to see super green foods. So get into that report. Look at that report because that's what's going to build you up and it's going to keep that muscle so that when you get to be, you know, 81 like I am, you know, I still got muscle. I still got a lot of muscle. And I'm sitting here all day long, and it's all praises to the Most High. That's the only reason I still have a lot of muscle. It's totally amazing. But those are the kinds of things that you can do to build muscle and build strength. And then you want to get into that make lifestyle changes diet system. Because if your diet isn't right, you're never going to have the strength, the stamina, the endurance to do what you want. Make lifestyle changes, diet, and then if you want more muscle, muscle gain and bodybuilding. And that's it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So creatine is good. I used to use that when I used to work out.
Yeah.
So is it something that you would suggest? Is there different types of creatine or is the creatine good?
Well, you can get creatine and the one that's listed here is a creatine capsule.
Can you do me a favor, Truman? Can you send that to me, please?
Sure. I'm sending you this one.
Folks, y'all are helping me with these questions. I'm like, yo, this is excellent. Okay, let me get through the rest of them. Creatine, yeah, it does work. I used to use that working out before I left the country. So a 507 area code. I forgot about that one, too. I'm going to go to 507, but let's go to 302 first. Hold tight, folks. You don't have to drop off. If you're online waiting to queue, I'm going to get to you. 302 area code.
Shalom, Elder. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sister. Your name, and I'm sure you're in, what, the Maryland area? You're in Maryland?
No, I'm in Middletown, Delaware. This is Sister Lydia from the
Delaware. Okay, sister. Oh, great. you have any questions, sister?
I just wanted to make a comment, a short comment. I just want to thank you and Dr. Truman for bringing this powerful information to the body. And actually, I wanted to really thank Dr. Truman for getting back to me as soon as he did, because I was able to do the intake online. And like you said, you know, that's quicker than to call him. And he emailed me back, was able to fill out the form. It was such an extensive form, but it was worth it because he was able to look at me. You know, I had shared some, you know, personal information with him. And in return of that, I was able to sign up for the whole year for the membership. And he gave me back so much resources in being a member, you know, of his, you know, of his work. And I just want to thank him and, you know, and congratulate him for being the person that he is, because he helped me so much. You know, he even, you know, emailed me today, you know, because I asked him a question and he got right back to me. So thank you, Dr. Truman. And I'm looking forward to that, you know, that profile that you're going to email me of myself. So, you know, so I can become whole, you know, spiritually, mentally. And, you know, I'm in my senior year as well. And I just want to be mentally stable. And I just want to thank you so much. And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. And I'm going to place you on hold. And at the end of the call, we're going to allow, and we're going to let, I would like Dr. Truman to give you all the information to be able to have access to the membership the sister is, you know, elated about, okay? So actually, it's good to get a testimony of how this process works. And that in of itself is a blessing, that it's appreciated. And at the end of it, if you all want to know how to get into this and get your profile to make sure he does a profile specifically for you to get you back to health, he'll give you all the information on how to do so at the end of the calls, okay? 513 area code. Shalom.
Shalom, Elder.
How are you? Your name and location?
I'm Sister Courtney, Deacon Yakov's wife from GLCC Cincinnati.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. You have a question for Truman or I, or you, whatever you
yes,
want.
Yes, sir.
What would you like?
Yes, sir. I have a question for Dr. Truman. I was wondering.
Okay, let me pull up the doc. Go ahead, sister. Oh, and that's the wrong one. All right, he's waiting for your question here.
Okay, how you doing, Dr. Truman? I was asking a question about prevention for preeclampsia, and my daughter had preeclampsia during her first pregnancy, so I was trying to figure out what she could do to prevent it from happening again.
And let me ask you, Doc. And you, what exactly does that come from?
Okay.
Preeclampsia. Where does that come from? Is that also another autoimmune effect from the vaccine? Because it seems like every sickness is out there, is a result of people of a vaccinated population. What exactly does that come from, Truman?
Preeclampsia is a condition in pregnancy characterized by high blood pressure, sometimes with fluid retention, and proteinuria as well. So how you want to prevent that is to make certain that you are looking at the high blood pressure report that's on herbalhealthreview.com. And if you so that you're eating correctly, and so that you're using using the things that could help prevent that kind of a problem. So when you're looking at high blood pressure, one of the main things that's causing high blood pressure is a lack of vitamin D. So you make certain that you're looking at the Make Lifestyle Changes diet system, which gives you the amount of vitamin D that will slash the risk of cancer by 77%. And so there's a particular dosage, but that's all listed, and all the dosages of all the different things that will make her strong so that when she gets pregnant, so that she'll be strong enough to carry the baby without any health issues. So get into that Make Lifestyle Changes diet system. Look at the pregnancy report, because there's all kinds of things that will help you through your pregnancy to have a safe and easy and pain-free delivery. Well, so it's all there. And it's all listed up there on herbalhealthreview.com.
Okay. And hey, sister, I know you're asking for remedies in particular, but still, that's something that's acute that needs care outside of the broadcast. And I'm glad you asked those questions, because other women have these same concerns. So I would suggest you reach out, especially if someone is pregnant, you or your daughter, whichever. If your daughter is dealing with something, pregnancy, you probably want to speak with them. Because what I've learned also, you have to be careful that I've seen. With a lot of these young ladies have to be careful with some of these prescribed prenatals that are out there. They don't know whether or not it's conflicting with their systems. There's been a lot of scenarios that have been wrapped around these so-called prenatals that have been counterproductive. All right. So I would say more so lean towards the natural way by reaching out to Dr. Truman for your daughter than some of what they are prescribing, not understanding your daughter's profile, her history,
okay,
what's needed that could be working in the background that's actually prohibiting her health-wise. It could be other health issues that are leading to that, right? So that's
okay.
The importance of really getting with him outside of this, because it could be other things that's going on. Am I right, Doc?
Yes, and that's why it's so important to, number one, let's make sure that you're getting the number one nutrient against high blood pressure, which is vitamin D. Make sure you're getting a high dose of vitamin D, and the correct dose, again, is listed in the Make Lifestyle Changes report. And in that pregnancy, during and after having birth, there is a daily pregnancy tonic tea that can build you up and make you strong. There's a miscarriage formula. There is a childbirth 5 weeks before formula that you take. There's a 37-week pregnancy tonic tea that can help. There's an herbal formulation to reduce labor pains. There's an herbal formula for nursing milk dry up, nursing milk increase or decrease. And then there's even a kit for baby. It's called Baby's First Year Kit. So all of that is on the pregnancy during and after a birth report that's on herbalhealthreview.com. That should do it for you.
Well, thank you, sister.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Great question. All right. Make sure you reach out to Dr. Truman, and we'll tell you exactly how to in a moment, all right?
Okay. Thank you. Shalom.
All right. Shalom. Now, we're coming up into the 5 o'clock hour, so I'm going to rush through these. There's three more calls in queue, so we're going to just let it go. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we're going to just try to get through these three, Truman, and then I appreciate it, and we will be setting up another session, all right?
Very good, sir.
Okay, 443 area code. Shalom. We go into the next call, 617 area code.
Shalom, Elder. Shalom, Dr. Truman. This
Shalom.
Is Vicky from the Mind and Body. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Your phone is a little, we can bear with it. We can hear you. Talk to us. The floor is yours.
Okay, I just have a quick question. A lot of women suffer from thyroid problems. Like myself, I had a thyroidectomy. Is there something that we can do?
Yes. You know, the thyroid can be high, it can be low, and yes, there are a lot of things that we need to correct. I made a system that put together all of the different gland herbs and formulas. It took 8 separate formulations, combining it all together to work on all of the glandular system at the same time. And also, I put in a heart formula to make sure that the heart is strong as well. And that's called number 1196, Gland Rejuvenator. And people love it. And it's also good for folks who are having a tough time losing weight. Once you balance the thyroid and all the rest of the glands and use a heart tonic, all of a sudden, you start to be able to lose weight.
Hey, so okay. Sister, as you can see, he has the stuff. So we're going to let you know how to actually get access to that. And what number of the formula is that, Truman?
Number 1196, 1196. It's called Gland Rejuvenator.
Gland Rejuvenator, and that's health. That's herbalhealthreview.com. Exactly.
Actually, it's on Better Health. Better Health Herbs is where you would find the product. You'll find the information about it on herbalhealthreview.com. You'll find the products on Better Health Herbs.
Better Health Herbs. Number 11 what?
1196.
1196. You got it, sister. Get it and order it. You got it?
I got it. Thank you so much. But I have a quick question. Because I have my thyroid removed and everything will be shutting down probably again, I wanted to know if there's something that I think, because, you know, people have to be on medication theoretically for the rest of their life. So is that really true?
Hey sister, you said you've already gotten it removed?
Yes, I had a thyroidectomy years ago, so I wanted to know if there's any hope for me.
Yes, because now we're going to have to do a rebalancing of your system because it needs what that thyroid was doing. So now we're going to have to make sure that any kind of issues, we're going to have to look at whatever issues you're having and help you solve them with natural remedies, okay?
Yeah. And usually, and I know you probably didn't know this before, sister, but some of the worst things that we can do is allow them to take stuff out of us. It's best to try to repair what's there, but you can't do anything about that. But what Doc can do is he can work with you one-on-one and strengthen all the other areas that will compensate for that for what's missing.
That's right.
Okay?
So
there is a
shot.
There is a chance. So you're going to reach out to him so he can strengthen the rest. Because the body usually compensates if you operate with it correctly, and he can balance that out for you. Okay?
Thanks so much. I'll be reaching out.
You're welcome. And before I get the last call, I'm going to place you on hold, sister, and I got 708 as the last call for today. How will people be able to reach you to be a part of this, to get a profile membership and to ask you questions, Dr. Truman?
The best way to reach me is by email.
Okay. Because I'm
swamped with telephone calls, but I can answer those emails much faster, and I try to answer all emails every day. My email address is Truman, T-R-U-M-A-N, at herbalhealthreview.com. Truman at herbalhealthreview.com. And if you need to call me, my telephone number is 503-362-5899. And if you need any copy of any reports or any information, just email me, ask for it. I'm glad to make sure you get it.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Doc. So you have the information, reach out, because, hey, we must rehearse the righteous acts. That means also when it comes to our health. You know, just get ourselves in the routine, in a routine, in preparation, brothers and sisters, knowing that things are about to change. And we need to just get in front of our health all together, all right? Last but not least, there's only one call left, all right? And that's the 708 area code, 708. Last call for today. And again, I thank you all for being loyal Patreon members. And I thank you, Dr. Truman, for being a guest and helping our brothers and sisters throughout the earth. All right.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I mean, we need you. 708, last call for today. Last call. Okay. Well, I guess that concludes our call for today. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Sin not. And have a blessed Sabbath. And thanks again. Let's give Dr. Truman a round of applause. Okay, brothers and sisters, that concludes our...